This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Christianity for Dummies. Dear friends, for over 20 years now, Wiley Publishing has been producing the tremendously successful For Dummies series of titles. My first experience was Windows for Dummies. My latest is iPhone 7 for Dummies. The secret of their success is to make intimidating subjects approachable, cutting through the technical jargon and dumbing down the core concepts to their absolute essentials in a very non-threatening how-to format. That's exactly what Jesus does for us in this week's Gospel. The Beatitudes take their name from the Latin beatudo, a state of bliss, a feeling of sublime happiness. In the Beatitudes, to be blessed means to be joyful, but it means much more than that. It's not just a temporary euphoric rush. It's the enduring existential serenity found only in harmony with the will and purpose of God. You see, in 8 simple how-to steps, Jesus lays out how we can find that harmony with God. Nothing fancy, nothing obscure, just Christianity for Dummies. A shortcut for folks intimidated by the vast canon of our beliefs. The words come not from a church father or great theologian, but right from the very heart of Jesus, cutting through our confusion and reluctance. You see, Jesus tells us, you want to follow me, you want to be a Christian, here's how to do it. Now get going, for your reward is great in heaven. Let's sample this far-from-secret formula for happiness. The first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, right out of the box, Jesus takes on the bane of humanity, the source of original sin and subsequently most of the world's mischief, the mighty I am, the poor little me, the ego run wild, the gimme I deserve it drive inside all of us, human pride run amok with all its perverse permutations. You see, Jesus is telling us, if you think that you're such hot stuff that you deserve the kingdom of heaven, you'd better guess again. If you think your powerful intellect is the arbiter of right and wrong, you're in really big trouble. Humility is the only way to heaven. Do what Christ says, do what he does. He's God's love in the world here in total submission to the will of the Father. He's poor in spirit, unassuming, humble, reaching out to the powerless, the despised, the broken. He's not here slumming. He's not sampling the local color. He's here teaching us. He's here redeeming us. This is his life, and it must be ours. Got it? Okay, now go do it. Let's jump ahead in Christ's life lessons for us all the way to the last beatitude. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. You see, up front, Jesus lets us know that following him, well, it won't be a day at the beach. Yes, we'll have the serenity of living in God's love, but everyone's not going to be thrilled by that idea. Live the Beatitudes, and you can expect lots and lots of pushback. The proud, the greedy, the lustful, the angry, well, they'll never be content to let us humbly pursue our salvation in peace. Christian virtue, it's a clear window into God's will and purpose. It takes the fun out of those delicious vices. You see, actively or passively, expect to be marginalized, to be reviled, to be persecuted. But we know, too, that when you're abused, you're blessed, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. My friends, in this week's epistle, Paul asks, has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? The Beatitudes answer yes. They turn worldly wisdom on its head and make it very, very smart to be a dummy for Christ. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.